Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for releasing the seed, and thank you for moving in faith. By now, you should already have received your ebook titled The 7 Deadly Mistakes. Keep an eye on your inbox and your emails or even a phone call. I'll be giving you further information when we're going to be starting our four-week course in that area. Now, some of the areas and attacks that the enemy wants to try to bring your way could be where you can become a little bit opinionated or fault-finding or moody or fussy. And yet these are some parts and things that you need to begin to keep an eye on so that you don't fall into that rebellious kind of nature that the enemy wants to try to bring upon thee. And sometimes he'll try to bring guilt to make you begin to suffer with guilt. The Lord further says unto thee that also I feel another area from a physical standpoint in regards to where the enemy would try to attack you at to make you become a little bit timid or reclusive. He can also try to attack you in the area where you can become a little bit rude and critical, and yet this is not of me. From an emotional standpoint, these are how he will use the attacks to affect you or do or work it through other people, is where it's going to be important that you do not repress your emotions. And that's going to be key. Another aspect is that where, again, do not allow yourself to become reclusive, meaning do not isolate yourself, because that can affect you and mess with the joy that I, the Lord, has placed deep down inside of thee. And yet, at times, your emotions, from a negative point, emotions are often untrusted, and yet you view emotional people as immature and unpredictable, and yet you must guard against that, where you can lack compassion and empathy for others. And yet God says don't be overly analytical and rational when dealing with relationships, and just be open. Do not move into where you can become opinionated and stubborn, and just be aware and don't allow yourself to become cold-hearted or cynical. These are how the enemy could try to attack you or use people to bring this negative aspects out of you. And yet God says use wisdom and be careful not to lose your heart in the process in certain things as well. The Spirit further says unto thee that some of the areas that the enemy would try to attack you in also would be in the area where you can become aloof, and that could be one of your greatest pitfalls, mental and critical in everything that you do, and yet very sensitive as well. And yet God says just be aware of becoming too dogmatic and a little bit dreamy or impractical. And that's just some of the areas that the enemy could also try to attack you in. Another area that he can also try to attack you in would also be where you don't share your true feelings, and where it could be sometimes not easy for you to share, and yet you must learn to be more open, but also more trusting. Because no man is an island, and yet God brings people in your life to strengthen you and to build you, while the enemy brings people to break your focus and to delay you and to distract you and to curse you. And so just learning to be more trustful and being more open in all of your communications, and not always seeking for isolation or aloneness. And that is the word of the Lord. Now listen to the word from the other prophets, and I'll be right back.
God bless you, Sister Wright. I hear the word of the Lord saying that this, to plan the family vacation or the vacation, and I'm hearing God say for you to get away. I'm also hearing the word cruise, and that is the word of the Lord.
Bless you, Sister Wright. I just hear God saying that there's some healing and restoration taking place in your life, even within in regard to a close relationship. I don't know if you have two sisters or two younger daughters, but I see God just touching the family and bringing forth the healing and the restoration into the family and to close relationships. And that's the word of the Lord.
And Sister Wright, I saw you wearing hats. I see where you're wearing hats like the women of long ago, hats like bonnet hats. I don't know what that means, but the Lord wants you to know that's going to be key for you in this season. It's important that you get a hat, a really nice hat. That is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Wright. The word of the Lord I hear tonight is also be joyful in this season. Let nothing carry you down. Cast your cares upon the Lord because he cares for you. In this season, walk in the joy and the peace God wants to bring internally in your life. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Wright. I hear Father God say a new dietary habit. Father God says, be mindful of your eating habits in this season. And I hear Father God saying, eat more fresh fruits and vegetables. And Father God says, watch your intake of salt and sugar and things of that nature in this season. For Father God says, this is the season where he's cleansing your bloodstream and your circulation. And that is the word of the Lord.
Sister Frances, thank you for the seed. Know that increase is your portion, and you're going to step into a season of spiritual wisdom, a season of knowledge, a season of understanding. And as you beckon unto the Holy Ghost, and as you listen to the voice, the whispers of my voice, I will cause you to prosper. And the Lord will say unto thee that you will teach many, for the teacher in you shall come forth. For have I not equipped thee, and I've called you to be one that is learned? Have I not given thee such a mind? Have I not caused it to be one that will give people beauty for ashes, that you would touch my people and you would bring balance unto my people? Now the Lord says, I touch thee from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, and I touch even just above, like the esophagus area, just above the stomach area, I'm going to touch. And then I looked up, I heard it says, I'm going to even touch like the sweat glands. For the Lord says, I touch your body. Also, God says, watch what you eat. Stay away from a whole lot of sugar. The Lord says, I desire to heal thee. No diabetes. The enemy wants to attack you in that area. God says, watch sweets and sugars and things of that nature. For God says, I'm bringing you into a season where I desire to do a cleansing in your blood, a cleansing in your body. And you're going to overcome some things in this season, for you will prosper. For this is an hour where the Lord said the enemy would try to attack your five senses. He would try to attack and bring sicknesses around thee. But the Lord will say unto thee, as you stay in his presence and get involved in herbs and vitamins and holistic matters, you're going to step into a season of healing. For he will try to attack your hearing, your feelings, your sight, and your emotions. But the Lord says, know that I raise thee up. God says, victory, victory, victory amongst people in power. Victory, victory, victory is surely your portion. And you will be victorious, and you will overcome whatever the enemy tries to bring your way. For the Lord says, I favor thee, and I place a hedge of protection around thee. And that is the word of the Lord. Bless you, Sister Frances Wright.